Good morning. It's Wednesday, June 12th. You're listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Linda Nunez with this morning's South Carolina headlines. The penalty phase in the Timothy Jones Jr. trial continues. Yesterday, Amber Kaiser, the mother whose ex-husband killed their five children, says she wouldn't choose to sentence Jones to death, but she will respect the jury's decision. On cross-examination by prosecutors, Kaiser said while she strongly opposes the death penalty, she thinks jurors should make up their own minds. Under questioning, Kaiser also described how Jones assaulted her in front of their young daughter and made gruesome threats to her life during their marriage. The same jury convicted Jones of five counts of murder last week. They must decide if he faces the death penalty or life without parole. An 85-year-old woman with dementia was found alive but dehydrated in North Carolina 4 days after she went missing in South Carolina. A caregiver for Jaxie Rogers is reported to have left the woman in a car Friday when she went inside a grocery store in Lotta, South Carolina. The caregiver last saw Rogers driving away at a slow speed. Utility crews in Columbus County, North Carolina, spotted Rogers' abandoned car yesterday near the Lumber River. Rescue teams found Rogers in some woods about a half a mile away from her vehicle. Deputies say Rogers was dehydrated but in good spirits. Authorities say a 6-year-old girl died in a shooting in a North Charleston home where no adults were around. Local police department spokesman Spencer Pryor said the girl was shot in the chest Monday afternoon and died a short time later. Police are still investigating where the gun came from and what led to the shooting. No charges have been filed. Pryor said there may have been as many as 4 children inside the home with no adults. The South Carolina Department of Health and Environmental Control is reminding residents about the South Carolina Farmers Roadside Market app. It allows shoppers to find hundreds of farmers markets and roadside produce stands across the state and buy fresh produce locally. The web-based app shows the location, hours of operation, and accepted payment types, including WIC, SNAP, and senior voucher programs. The app is available on the South Carolina DHEC website. California-based image printing company Shutterfly has been acquired by one of the largest private equity firms in the world. As Scott Morgan of South Carolina Public Radio reports, the company's East Coast production center in York County comes with the deal.
Shutterfly announced on Tuesday that Apollo Global Management will acquire the company for $1.74 billion. That's about $51 a share. Shutterfly produces personalized photo print products ranging from photo books to home decor items. Though based in California, the company has 9 locations, including a 300,000-square-foot production center in Fort Mill. Including seasonal workers, Shutterfly employs as many as 1,800 at the Fort Mill site. The company already has a new CEO, Ryan O'Hara, who's set to take over on June 24th. There is no word what, if any, changes will come to the York County facility. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan in Rock Hill.
Target retail stores are recalling their Cat and Jack Lilia rain boots. The boots, which are designed for toddlers, feature a unicorn horn on the rain boot, which was found to detach, posing a choking hazard to young children. 11 customers reported the unicorn's horn detached from the boots, but no injuries have been reported. The store invites customers to return the rain boots for a full refund. An IT services company is expanding and is bringing new jobs to Greenville County. Jetronics is investing $1.63 million by establishing its global service center in the city of Greenville. The new facility is expected to create around 500 jobs. Governor Henry McMaster called the announcement another testament to South Carolina's strong business climate. Those are your headlines from the Palmetto State. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.